AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. In closing arguments in Charleston, South Carolina, a federal prosecutor says Dylan Roof shot and killed nine black church members in Charleston when they were most vulnerable. Nathan Williams told the jury they will concentrate less on the evidence and more on Roof's hatred, cowardice, and immense racial ignorance. A former police officer in Milwaukee, Dominique Hagan Brown, has been charged with reckless homicide for the shooting death of a black man that set off two nights of violence in Milwaukee in August. The newest election to President-elect Donald Trump's cabinet is Montana Congressman Ryan Zinke to lead the Interior Department.
Congressman Zinke is a former commander of SEAL Team 6, is a Teddy Roosevelt Republican, a man of action who believes our treasured public lands are for the benefit and enjoyment of all the people.
Transition spokesman Sean Spicer says Zinke is also a strong advocate for energy independence. The Kremlin is denying a report Russian President Vladimir Putin personally directed how hacked data from Democrats in the U.S. was used during the presidential election. The Russian military says more than 1,000 people have been evacuated from Aleppo in Syria. They got out as part of a ceasefire deal reached with the Syrian rebels. The United Nations now says it is the time for a ceasefire across all of Syria. A good part of the country is in the grip of some really cold weather. Genghis Carter is prepared in Bloomington, Indiana.
Those extremities get extremely cold. I make sure I have my gloves, my scarf.
In the Pacific Northwest, the morning commute has been a nightmare. In Portland, Oregon, there's snow on the ground. More than 100 miles south of Portland, a major ice storm knocked out power to thousands of customers. Stocks are higher in part thanks to a surge in banks and other financial stocks that stand to benefit from higher interest rates. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up 127 points. This is AP Radio News. In London today, Defense Secretary Ash Carter says he can't speak for Donald Trump, but the counter-Islamic State group campaign should continue into the next administration.
It's logical. It makes sense. And therefore, I expect that that logic will recommend itself to the future leadership of the United States.
Carter says he intends to share his views with his successor, who is expected to be retired General James Mattis. A judge in Tennessee sent to the grand jury the case of a bus driver, Jonathony Walker, charged in a crash that killed six children. Judge Lila Statham says exhibits show Walker was reckless.
The diagram that there was a conscious disregard for the risk in this case. And so I find that the element of recklessness has been established by the state.
Police say Walker used a cell phone before the crash. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.